This is 7 Japan Mobile.
Hey, Mobile. Good morning.
It's D7J Mobile here. Out here in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Piedmont, South Carolina. Headed up 25, going to the Home Depot.
Today. I go there almost every day, but I'm not working today or tomorrow, so I'm staying out of there. But I did go and wash my truck and got a haircut and went to Sam's Club, went to Walmart, and just left Ingles. And now I'm going home for the day. I'm not leaving.
You ready?
Out early, get it all done, and then I can stay home. And I'm going to fire up my smoker today and stuff like that. Got a brisket I'm going to be smoking up and make some burnt tips out of that. And some turkey I'm going to smoke in there as well. So that's what I got happening today, along with probably play some radio.
I'm going to work on building the goat, starting anyway, on building the goat pen.
Well, the antenna store can do a lot there for ham radio. They ought to call it home ham radio or ham radio depot.
Yeah, I would say coax there at Home Depot.
Something you can't get, but we're fortunate. We got the wire man close by, and he's got everything you need there as far as coax goes.
What's that up there? It's in Hendersonville.
No, actually, you know, I don't know the exact city. It's in South Carolina. I don't know the exact city, but if you Google search The Wireman, make sure you put The Wireman, and his website might be thewireman.com, but it's like from where you're at, I would say it's maybe 40 minutes, 45 minutes. It takes me about 25 or 30 from Hendersonville, so just give you a rough idea. But the best bet is to go online and figure out what you want and then call them up, you know, and order it. Let me let this drop. Order it, or if you go online and figure out what you want and give them a call and order it, give them your credit card number. They'll have it all ready for you. They're not open on Saturday and Sunday, but if you call them, I've picked up stuff on Saturday many times. If you call and place an order on Thursday or Friday, they'll hang it in a bag. They'll hang it, put it in a bag, and hang it somewhere for you. And you can drive up there and pick it up on Saturday if you like.
Got some wire. If I'm gonna get some wire back in there. At the ham fence over in Gaffney they had back a few months ago. It turned out pretty good. It's on this that Super 8 or whatever it's called, real low loss, but pretty flexible cable. It's real good stuff. I'm thinking about getting some more of it. Good price.
I only use LMR 400. That's all I use. They've got an LMR 400 that's flexible as well. I forget the name of it, but and that's what I use, the flexible LMR 400. And you can bury it. You can do anything with it. It's really good coax. And I've got I found some new connectors that I use now that you don't have to solder the shield. It's a really good connector made for LMR 400 and that size coax. So between those two things, I've pretty much stuck to that everywhere on all of the antennas, everywhere, all the radios.
I do a tolerance, and I made some point go to LMR, but now mine's at like, I don't know, about 30 feet up. It's in my attic, so it's not too bad. I mean, I've got like 40 feet of coax. It's lost sign on it. So it's lost, supposed to be comparable on this as LMR, but like I said, it's a whole lot cheaper, but it's got a real soft foam core, so you have to be careful soldering it.
That's the other reason why I stick with the LMR 400, and I use these connectors. Like I said, they're relatively new. They've been around for a little while. Not a lot of people know about them, but they are. I don't want to call them waterproof. They advertise them as waterproof. I don't think anything's absolutely waterproof, but these have a rubber compression fitting inside. When you put it together, you assemble it, and then the top half of the connector and the bottom half of the connector actually screw together. It all compresses it. You do not solder the shield, and the only thing you got to solder is the center conductor.
What are they called?
Okay, and if you go to my website, nd7j.com, all my contact information is up there. I can actually send you a link. They're like $2 a piece. So, I mean, I bought, I forget, I don't know, 40 or 50 of them. I've got a couple bags of them over here, and I keep them on hand all the time. But they're like $2 a piece, so they're comparable. They come from Taiwan or China or something, and I usually don't purchase stuff from China or Taiwan. But this is one product that I do, and I keep the link handy. I can send you a link to the product, and I can also send you a link to a YouTube video that shows how they assemble. And when you see it, you'll understand why they work so great.
It's KO4GPA at Gmail.
Yeah, I'm not going to remember that because I'm driving. But if you can remember my call sign, ND7J, ND7J.com, that'll take you to my website. But I'm driving right now. I don't have a crayon to write with.
Victor, 7 Juliet.
November Delta, 7 Juliet, ND7J.com. That's my website. And there's my email and everything, phone number, or whichever, it's all up there.
Went to the parking lot here, so I was able to type it in my phone here.
Email many times, so whenever you get around to it, right now I'm pulling in the driveway, and I've got to unload a bunch of stuff, so good talking to you. I'll watch for your email if you're interested, and have a great day, ND7J.
Roger there, yeah, I'm pulling in the Home Depot, or just did, so good talk to you, 73, and I'll talk with you later, KF4, GPA clear.